Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. We are the USA.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, bringing you education, information, and communication to today's veterans, first responders, and American patriots. I'm Jim Blythe, and joining me, my partner, the wonderful, the tremendous, the outstanding Ron Abrams.
Air Assault. Good morning. Air Assault. I am on belay. On belay.
Well, good morning on this beautiful, beautiful, rainy, cold, miserable day in Dallas, Texas. We're here to help you out, bring you education. We are carried on the Armed Forces Radio Network, and we're carried on the USA Radio Network, and we hope you're going to enjoy this morning. If you're joining us on Facebook, let me tell you what, it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we can't wait for you to be on board with us. This morning, Ron has brought a really big guest that I am fired up to get to know and to get to meet. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm terrific. So tell everybody a little bit about who Jonathan is.
Well, I'm 5'19", and for you non-Asians, that's 6'7". And unfortunately, I look like, you compare my previous photos from military days, this me looks like I ate the old me. I'm about 150 pounds ago. I was a infantry paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne, and
you didn't have to jump very far at 6'7" to.
I felt like a meteor. Like, you know, I was like God's lawn dart. I love jumping out of planes, but like Hunter said, like I said earlier, 100 feet before I hit the ground, I started confessing sins I haven't even done yet.
I got news for you. I had to go through ejection seat training and jump training. And I never had to jump, thank God, but I would have confessed everything in the world before they pulled the lever to take us out, man. That's tremendous. So you were in the Army.
Yes, sir.
And what happened to you? What was, because you said you've had a problem.
I got diagnosed with traumatic brain injury, and I was in a motorcycle wreck before I joined the military, and then airborne operation got hit pretty hard, like I said, fall like a meteor, and then a lot of explosions downrange, and you know, just mild concussions after mild concussions. You know, I mean, I mainly just have trouble with light sensitivity and memory issues, so I really don't complain because I got all fingers and toes, and I got buddies who, you know, struggling with, you know, no arms and no legs, so I'm not complaining.
No, man. And you tell, I heard you, as we were talking earlier, you've got a couple of little girls, I believe you said.
I do. I got a couple girls. Well, they're not little so much. They're 15 and 17 and 5'10" and 5'11". So I like to call them my 401k plan, but they don't play sports, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
I think that's terrific. As we were talking before we started the program, you have a special calling. You have a special deal that you want to do. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'd be glad to. When I was on my second deployment, we were on a mission, and one of my buddies, Jonathan Davis, was killed. He was 20-year-old. It was his first deployment. And when he was killed, his wife was 8 months pregnant. And so his son never got to meet his dad, and as a means to grieve, I had ended up 3 days later writing a poem in his honor, because I felt so numb and detached, and having two girls, I wanted to connect with them. And so I really didn't feel anything when he died. And I kind of felt bad that I didn't feel bad. And so I just prayed and asked God to help me grieve and ended up writing a poem in his honor. And that poem became the inspiration for a book that I want to end up doing for him. And it's pretty special. It's pretty special.
Well, you really follow the motto or the credo, no brother left behind. And even though your brother didn't make it, you're taking his memory and going forward. You're not leaving him behind. You're leaving a memory for his son. So can you tell us a little bit about the book and where you're going, or is it going to be a surprise?
Well, absolutely. I guess it would be better off to start with the poem that, if you don't mind, I'd be honored to tell it. And hopefully some veterans out there might get a blessing from it. I can't take credit for it. I believe it's an answer to prayer. And one of my fellow squad leaders, Rainmaker One, helped me write it, or helped me write one line of it. So I got to give him credit for it. So this poem is called Blood of My Brother, and it's in honor of Jonathan Davis, who was killed 29 March 2012. It says, a warrior lives with truths that few will ever know. In the heat of battle, facing violent foe. For the time may come with tears from your mother when you must give all, O blood of my brother. And this you have done with all valor and might on an air assault mission with infill at night. The following day when the bullets did fly, let's give them hell, was your battle cry. O blood of my brother. To America, so near, so dear, and so far, remember this day, for us it was hard. And when you see the flag all tattered and torn, just remember the ones who'll never see their unborn. O blood of my brother. To Davis, our friend, our brother, our battle, forever an apocalypse, horseman and saddle. Forever you will live in our hearts and our souls. Rest now with Jesus, no more foxholes. O blood of my brother. And to the enemy, we'll run with rage in our eyes till we kill all we can and spare not for their cries. And then they will know these truths like no other. We will avenge our friend and give blood for our brother. And for me, that was just a way to grieve. I was able to feel something that I hadn't felt in such a long time.
Wow, that's amazing, man. And for you to put that on paper and memorize it at the same time, I mean, that's a testament to, you know, how you felt about your brother. A lot of us, you know, we have gone to war. We've gone over to Afghanistan, Iraq, things of that nature. But it's so easily forgotten. And a lot of American folks, you know, they just don't realize what we're going through out here. But, you know, you've actually turned everything around, you know, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people would like to hear that story and hear that poem over and over.
This is especially poignant because here we are in the December.
Right.
And here we are also the time for Snowball Express. And Snowball Express is an organization that supports Gold Star families. And this year they're going to Orlando, Florida. That's been taken over by the Gary Sinise Foundation, which is absolutely fabulous. They were meeting every year here in Dallas. Now they're in Orlando. And this is tremendous because this is the Christmas time. So this is the time of year that we think about those who have fallen. And man, I got to tell you, that was one tremendous poem. If we can get a copy of that, dude, I'd like to put it on our deal.
And if I may, I want to shout out LeJohn McDonald for actually bringing up your name. A lot of you may not realize it, but Jonathan was actually on our show before, and he was able to share some great insights on how to overcome a lot of obstacles. And as you know, transitioning from the military, it could be a daunting task, especially if you're trying to find employment, things of that nature. But Jonathan has done some great things in lieu of attaining that goal. Right now, he's working as a Lyft driver. He's also a student going for his bachelor's in business. So, you know, he's making some great strides here. And I tell you, you're a great testament to a lot of veterans who are actually making it out here. So we appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, I think that's important. And I think you're carrying forward that commitment that you made a number of years ago. That's a big commitment, man. That's a big commitment.
I wanted to ask you, though, writing a book, though, for those who are actually thinking about doing something like that, what type of advice would you give them? How would they start? Should they start out with a little a little outline or talking to a computer, you know, record things? How should they do that?
I think for everybody, it's different. Everybody's got a different process. I think for me, I got some wise advice one time, and a friend of mine said, begin with the end in mind and work backwards from success instead of forwards from failure. You got to know where you want to go. You know, if you're, if you don't have a target to shoot at, you're just firing for effect. We need precision, especially for me with the subject matter I'm dealing with. Too many of my buddies have not here today because they chose to take their own life and to end that fight. And suicide doesn't end the pain; it just makes other people carry it. And as a grunt, ain't nobody like carrying anybody else's ruck.
No, no.
Well, let me tell you, I've been a pallbearer in several funerals that take your breath away. And those are, without a doubt, the toughest funerals, including a stepson that I was there. And I think one of the big things is people get hopeless. They get helpless. Mm-hmm. They give up.
Right.
And I think it's important that we focus on what you can do and have daily accomplishments and get that pat on the back. You know, you're talking about going to school. That's daily accomplishments. You have to do those things every day. And then you're a Lyft driver. One of the really interesting things you told me is you're telling people about your friend's son. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, hey, would you like to write something positive, a note, so that someday he's going to get a book with all of these positive notes from people he never met who are lifting him up and praying for him.
Absolutely.
That's no bad deal, man.
Well, you know, pay it forward.
Yeah. So the important thing is the daily accomplishments, the things we do. What we do defines not only who we are, but it defines where we're going.
Where we're going. And if you don't plan, you plan to fail.
Well,
but one thing I like about what Jonathan did, you know, he was speaking to people, you know, once he transitioned from the military. And one of the great places to speak to people is at the Military Veterans Peer Network. And right now it's a growing organization. The Texas Veterans Commission actually partnered with them, started a little over 4 years ago. And the organization allows for conversation. It allows for training. It also allows for guys to, you know, share with each other what they're doing to make their lives a whole lot better after transitioning from the military. And I had a great opportunity to sit down with LaJohn McDonald when he was doing his training. Great facilitator, by the way. This guy, I mean, you can sit there for 8 hours. And it only feels like you've been there for an hour, the way he trains, you know. But Military Veteran Peer Network is doing some great things throughout the state of Texas. If you are near a Workforce Solutions office or unemployment office, I'm doing the air quotes here. But if you're near one of those offices, just speak to a veterans representative. We call them veteran career advisors, but they're actually disabled veteran outreach program specialists. So just ask for a vet rep when you get there.
And that's a wonderful way to move forward. We're going to take a break in a minute, but when we come back, I want to talk about something you and I talked about, which is every man needs a mentor. Every man needs to be a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the importance of mentoring and how we can help our brothers and sisters in order for them to not only be successful, but to carry forward and do what you're doing.
So true.
How can we be all that we can be? Be guys like Ron Abrams.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Be all and, you can be.
Yeah. And so we're going to help you develop a plan, because without a plan, you're going to muddle around in a frustrating sea of unaccomplishment. So this is Jim Blythe. We'll be right back on Alliance for the Brave.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
This is Captain Brandon Lechthaler, United States Coast Guard, and you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I'm extremely thankful this holiday season for the men and women of the United States military. They serve overseas and protect us so that we at home can enjoy these holidays.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back on board. You're on Alliance for the Brave, and we're steaming out in some really nasty weather this Saturday. I hope you enjoy this. I've got a very special guest, a really big guy in the military peer network. Jonathan, thank you for being on board. We really, really appreciate it. And we've got a shout out to several people that are with us on Facebook. One of them is indeed a great friend of mine. Matter of fact, he was my trainer in the military peer network.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
And I'd like to also shout out a couple other people. One of my soror sisters, Denise Spencer, she's watching the show as we speak. Line name Quiet Illusion. So welcome to the show. And also there is one more, and that is Scott Smith. Scott Smith is watching the show as well. So shout out to you guys. Robin Valletudo, she's on vacation right now in the big city of Jacksonville, Florida. So enjoy yourself, Robin, and safe travels.
Actually, I think she's in the air everywhere, literally between here and Jacksonville. Jonathan, we're talking about the Military Peer Network. We're talking about mentoring before we went to the break. So we got a short time. Tell me again what you and I were talking about in the studio before we came on the air about the importance of being a mentor, the importance of having a mentor. And that's where the Military Peer Network really shines, doesn't it?
It really does. I'm glad I got hooked up with LeJohn. And if you got to meet LeJohn, because he's very good at his job, and he doesn't get, I think he's a very spiritual man. I think he's a God-fearing man, but he doesn't really push it. But the way he talks, he's like a T.D. Jakes. Like, if you ever talk to him, he's just got this smoothness and this presence. And he really expressed to me the importance of what the MVP does, and that is basically just getting a buffet available for veterans. Like, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But if you put salt in his mouth, he'll get thirsty. And that's kind of like what he does. Just make sure everybody has access to different things. If he can't help you, he's going to connect you with somebody that does. And as we were talking earlier about the importance of mentoring, I think if veterans would take an approach of each one reach one, and really just investing, there's a lot of disconnect in the military, a lot of different, I like to think of the military as sort of like a university. It's kind of divided with sororities and a lot of hazing and different things. And there's a lot of, you got the grunts and you got the pogues and you got the thing. As a former infantry grunt, I learned real quick, there's three people you need to make friends with: your commo guy, your ammo guy, and cook. And those are my buddies. And, so it's really important that you connect when you get out, because a lot of guys, they really are just too prideful to get help.
Right.
They really are. And it's just really sad, because I think the greatest truth that I've ever learned in my life, and I'm still learning, is that only the truth can make you free, whatever that is. There's no your truth and my truth. There's your perception and my perception, but there's only the truth. And only the truth can make you free, and a half-truth is a whole lie. But the greater the truth, the greater the humility is required to receive that truth, because pride blinds you to it. And General Patton said the 82nd Airborne was America's guard of honor. And what I've learned about honor is that you can't take honor. Honor's got to be given to you.
Definitely.
Well, without a doubt, and my Uncle John was 82nd Airborne at Bastogne. And here we are on December the 8th, and we are one day after the day that will live in infamy, December the 7th. So when we come back, let's talk about how you can get involved with the Military Peer Network. You can plug in with guys like Scotty Smith, who is a great trainer, my trainer. I'm involved. You need to be involved. So this is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, and we're going to be right back after these words from all of our partners, talking about the Military Peer Network with Jonathan. What a great day, and what a great opportunity to help one another. All right, we'll be pulling this ship back in just a minute, so stick around.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. According to new documents, President Trump's one-time lawyer Michael Cohen was in touch with a Russian who actually offered what he called political synergy with the Trump campaign. Prosecutors also say the president directed Cohen to make illegal campaign payments to Stormy Daniels. They're recommending a long prison sentence for him due to his guilty pleas. Cohen has implicated the president in a crime, saying that he was the person who directed him to violate the campaign finance laws. Special counsel Robert Mueller says he won't ask for any additional time for Cohen, as he's been providing useful information into his Russia investigation. In an additional filing late on Friday, prosecutors say Paul Manafort lied about his contacts with a Russian associate and Trump administration officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Since 1983, the best thing to a natural rain is a sprinkler system from Texas Watering Solutions. If you're looking for a professionally installed system, the only number you need is 469-265-4427. They have put in a state-of-the-art system that'll keep your lawn green and your foundation properly watered. If you just need a service call for a broken sprinkler head, call 469-265-4427 right now. They can find leaks, breaks, and other issues quickly, and a basic service call is just $65. That's the best deal in DFW, and they're available 24 hours for major repairs. Texas Watering Solutions Leak Detection Service will save on water bills and eliminate those mosquito breeding grounds, too. For any issue with your lawn, sod, retaining walls, sprinklers, or leaks, write this number down. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions. Call them today. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Worried about your retirement?
A lot of people think of retirement and dealing with money kind of like math. It just blows their mind. Their retirement money is often the largest sum of money they'll ever have. There are no do-overs with their retirement. We need a good roadmap for their money to maybe last them 20, 30, 40 years in retirement. I'm Brad Weddle, the Texas Money Manager.
Contact Brad Weddle at 972-613-2525, the Texas Money Manager.
Ask the experts, weekends on 1160 AM KBDT.
Hi, this is Bo Porter with the Major League Baseball Players Trust. This message is for our active duty who are away from their families this holiday season. On behalf of Major League Baseball Players Trust, we would like to send our greatest gratitude for serving our country and all that you do to allow us to enjoy the freedom and the peace that we enjoy each and every day. So our hats off to you and thank you for your service. Happy holidays from Major League Baseball Players Trust.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Whether you're on a ship or on a station, we're here for you with Alliance for the Brave. This morning, we're talking about the Military Peer Network and how you can carry on, how you can be a mentor or be mentored to help you. And joining us on Facebook, Steve Scott, great friend of mine, my teacher, LaJohn McDonald, was your teacher, Jonathan. And again, let's carry this conversation. How can people plug into the Military Peer Network?
I should have LaJohn's contact information. Maybe you could put that up on the website. He's really just my go-to. I'm not really good. And I've learned myself is that it's more blessed to give than to receive. And whatever you're lacking, if you would give that, if you need some healing, if you would go and try to heal other people, that's one of the benefits of mentoring. You'll get so much back that you don't even realize. And it's not glory or fame or recognition. It's just it's that quiet personal satisfaction of doing the right thing and helping somebody, you know, save a life. You never know what a word fitly spoken in due season could do, you know.
Now, we were talking about your book, about the buddy that you lost in Afghanistan and how you were developing this book for his six-year-old son, little Ben, and how as a Lyft driver you ask people to pen a note of inspiration to little Ben, something that really has inspired them. Where could people send a note to little Ben that would be a note of inspiration? A note that when he's 20 years old or 21 years old, he's going to get to read along with this book.
Absolutely. Listeners could email me and just put in the subject line little Ben's note at airborne4us at gmail, airborne, the number 4. us@gmail.com. And it's really an amazing story when I think about it, because of just what it's done for me. I mean, when little Ben, I imagine him maybe 21 years old, maybe graduating junior college, and maybe meeting his friends and their dads, and maybe starting to feel a little sorry for himself. And he goes home, and as he's walking up to the door, UPS driver rolls up, shows him what Brown can do for you, hands him a package that hopefully will forever change his life.
That would be phenomenal. A book about his dad, a book about the story of what happened to his dad, and a book of inspiration written by people he never saw and never knew.
Yeah,
what a thing, because that's the way we should be as Americans, shouldn't we, Ron?
Indeed. And I do want to provide that website address to everyone, and that's AllianceForTheBrave.com. That's the number 4. Don't spell the number 4 out. Put the number 4 in there. That's AllianceForTheBrave.com. And we'll have all that contact information for you for LaJohn McDonald and the Military Veteran Peer Network, to include Texas Veterans Commission as well.
I think that's an important group.
Yes, it is.
Especially since you're the regional director of employment.
Well, they've changed the designation since then. I'm now the district outreach coordinator. And essentially, I was the regional outreach coordinator before the designation change. But it's my job to speak to as many service organizations as possible, let them know what we do for veterans here in the great state of Texas, the best state in the union, by the way. And also to let them know of the fundings that veterans can receive. Right now, we've given a little over $15 million over the last 4 years to organizations that help veterans.
You know, a buddy of mine, Chuck Wright, who's helped me get this program started and is very, very active, United States Marine helicopter pilot. He is on the gift board for the Texas Veterans Commission. And I believe they gave away $24 million last year, and they're looking at a larger number this year. to give to veterans. But let's go back to tie this all together, because for me, when people get hopeless or helpless, when they need a mentor, where do they go? Well, without a doubt, I went to the Military Peer Network and plugged in with Scott Smith. That's important, but you've got to have a plan. You've got to have those daily achievements. You've got to have a way to go forward. One of the things that you were talking about, Jonathan, about writing a book is you write the last chapter of the book first. You know where you're going. You know what the directive is. They don't see, say, in the military, see the hill, take the hill. They don't say, well, we'll see if we can find a hill out there somewhere, and maybe you can take it, and maybe you can't even find it. That doesn't work. And I think it's really important that you have a goal in mind, that you have a plan, and you put it together in daily step. If you're busy doing everything you do every day, then you don't have time to think about being hopeless or helpless, because you're neither one.
Some of the best advice I ever got was to write down three things that you need to do today and work those things. And at the end of the day, after your work day is done, you go over it and you honestly ask yourself, what could I have done different? What could I have done better? And then put them on the list for tomorrow. And then you don't worry about it. You physically, mentally, emotionally transfer all that stress away because it's written down. I think the listeners today are probably more of the potential mentors than the guys that need to hear. And so I kind of want to speak to them, because the ones that need the help probably ain't listening to radio shows like this. But the guys that can find those, that know those guys that do need the help, they're the ones that are probably connecting. So I just want to encourage them to reach out and to connect, whether it's just having a cup of coffee or, you know, maybe, you know, you got some old special forces guy, he only drinks whiskey, you know, just whatever it is, you know, just sit down and just connect and
right.
and listen and be there. I think for me, part of my bucket list when I was bored in Afghanistan, you know, you're sitting there and it's so cold and you're thinking of stuff. One of the things I wanted to do was write a book, working on that. I wanted to do some comedy. I did three shows. I wanted to learn some Spanish.
Well, wait a minute. You are an improv comedy specialist?
Okay, well, I'm too big to be famous, so I want to be able to go to CC's and eat, like, with the anonymity. You know, they already say, hey, welcome to CC's. I don't want to know who I am, you know?
They see you right. coming at CC's, and they're gonna, you know.
I'm the reason why, I just want to apologize to everyone. I'm the reason why when you go to a Chinese restaurant that you have to weigh your food, because they're like, oh, eat a profit. You go now. You eat too much. You know, so it's like, I apologize. So, but
I bet now, where are you going to your classes? Because I know you're a big man on campus somewhere.
I go to Granbury, a little satellite school for Weatherford College out in Granbury, Texas. And I'm just took a break. I failed so many classes I can't even remember, but I made an A in psychology. I don't know what that means. I'm a super Scorpio. Let that mean what it does. But finishing my bucket list was I wanted to do, after the comedy, I wanted to learn Spanish. And then my ex-wife, she was Cuban, and every time she was angry, I'd learn new words. And then
good ones, though. we'll talk about that later.
and then I wanted to do a cage fight, and I'm actually a student of backslidden, not always present student of Richard Morris karate. And I'm one belt test away from my black belt, but I want to lose some weight first, because I don't want to look like Kung Fu Panda in my like profile picture. You know what I mean? So part of the book for me is
six foot seven at your size.
Yeah.
If I walked into a cage for any reason and you were there growling at me, I got news for you. I would become the world's fastest cage climber.
Well, I'll tell you what. Basically, this is what I've learned. The bigger you are, the harder you fall. And the smaller you are, the farther you fly. I have like 60 seconds of violence.
Okay.
All you got to do is last more than 60 seconds, and then I'm just going to be panting mainly and just, you know, I'm like, this is dumb. What are we doing? I'll buy first round. Come on. This is stupid. You know, so you got to pick your battles. You got to pick your battles.
There you go.
I think it's important to have this bucket list and do these things, because that keeps you involved, keeps you excited. Well, now, what's your birthday?
I was born on Veterans Day.
November 11th?
Yes, sir.
Well, I was born just a few days after that on November 16th. And I think we share some common traits, which is we like to eat. Big problem. No, that has nothing to do with being a Scorpio. I think it's important, though, to do what you want to do and do something. Because as a certified senior advisor, Ron, I've told you this many times, I see veterans, I do consulting to veterans, consulting to seniors, and they give up.
Mm.
I see them giving up. If I've seen one sitting in a Lazy Boy with a cigarette pack and a big gulp, I've seen hundreds, and people give up. They don't have any dreams anymore. And I got news for you. I had somebody the other day say to me, "Oh, hey, Jim, man, you're the most active guy I know. You are absolutely blowing the doors off. You're involved in this. You're involved in that. You're doing this. You're doing that." I'm 72 years old. Mm. I'm going to keep going as long as I can keep going helping people.
Mm. But, what are you doing to look young, though? What are you doing?
I'm married way above myself.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to concur, sir. You're the reason why personality goes a long way.
Let me tell you,
your wife is beautiful.
I got to tell you, I look great on the radio, but I think I stole her contacts that night. It's also, I think one of the things is, without a doubt, I turned my life over to God. I really did, because I got to a dark place and I said, man, I just can't do this anymore. And I turned my life over to God, and there was a transformation, and that made all the difference in the world. And right after that happened, I met my wife. Incredible experience, an incredible human being who partners with me. I got to tell you, it means everything in the world to me that she's in the other room. She's here in the studio. She's helping us. She goes to the events. Having a partner, and she is my mentor, mm-hmm. and vice versa. And I think that's really important. You can't be all that you can be without a partner that'll help you get there.
That is true. And I'm coming to realize that myself. I don't mind sharing this. You know, I actually divorced back in 2005. It was finalized in 2006. And, you know, being alone all those years, I mean, you kind of realize you're going to need somebody in your life, you know. And even biblically, he said it's not good for a man to be alone. So if you can find that mentor, if you can find that friend, you know, find that friend and stick with them. Always throw the questions at them. Keep them on their toes, you know. But, Jonathan, you mentioned a great point. You said majority of the people that are listening are mentors. And I believe you're right. I believe you're right. Most people who are on that track, they learned how to get better. And this is one of the ways to get better, is to listen to this show every Saturday.
Mind if I share a dark story of myself?
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
This week I buried my dad.
Oh.
And he's with Jesus. I'm a little peanut butter and jealous. Heard Streets of Gold are kind of nice. But been divorced about 6 or 7 months, and we were separated about a year and a half, and my beautiful ex-Cuban wife, we're still friends today, but just going through some darkness. We were alone. I was by myself. I just felt such oppression. I've never felt such an urge to go into the garage and grab my pistol, the blood of my brother gun, and end it all. And I got some hope. I got some hope. It was just a God intervention. It was a God intervention.
I'm glad you're here, brother.
Man, I am too. And I got to tell you, I think God works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. And so we want to give that message of hope as we're going into the holiday season, that you can do it too. You got to put one foot in front of the other and keep going. So this is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, and we're talking with Jonathan, big man on campus, big lift driver.
Rainmaker 6.
Rainmaker 6, without a doubt.
Rainmaker 2.
Rainmaker 2. Okay, we'll be right back after this word. And thank you again, all of our friends on Facebook, for joining in with us. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as a relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hello, golfers. Pat Wheeler. Are you buying or selling real estate in today's market that is whiskey hot? Then call a pro, James Christie of Keller Williams. Just call him Realtor Jim. Realtor Jim will take care of business, your business. He's a tall Texan, polite and efficient as Jordan Spieth. Realtor Jim helped me find a condo in Dallas that I still love today 2 years later. Call Realtor Jim at 972-365-4401. Call Realtor Jim today and be happy you did. That's 972-367-4401.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Don't bet on strategies, bet on people. Leaders make the difference. If it was just up to strategy, if it was just a mathematical equation, if 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, you don't need a leader. The problem is in complex situations, particularly in wicked situations. Leaders make the difference. Wicked problems are such that can only be solved by leaders with insight. Therefore, leaders must know and must be able to accomplish whatever the task is. You must pick leaders who can do this. You bet on leaders. You don't bet on strategies. You bet on people. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Indeed. I'm Ron Abrams, District Outreach Coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission. And on our show today, of course, the incomparable Jim Blythe,
hey,
senior advisor.
I look a whole lot better on radio, don't I?
You know what? For 70, you said 76, right?
72.
72. You look 45. You look 45.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
We definitely want to welcome back to our show, Jonathan, Rainmaker 2, I stand corrected from the previous segment. It's not Rainmaker 6. That usually goes for the officers and whatnot.
That's
but but Rainmaker 2 in the house. Second visit here. And we talked about having radio voices. And Jonathan definitely has a radio voice. So you got to come back, brother. You got to come back.
Yeah, he's definitely a big guy. You were going to shout out to an organization. Say your sister is getting going?
My sister is a former widow. She's remarried now. But her husband died of Agent Orange issues from Vietnam. And she just always had a burden for veterans. Her son was in Afghanistan, of course, me as well. And she started something called Valor Ranch. And it's organizations. It's getting, they just bought a bunch of acreage and a house, and they're going to put a bunch of tiny homes. They're just going by faith. So if you know anybody, any builders, anything that wants to go, and the mission is basically to serve the sheroes, mainly women in transition, women veterans needing a place to stay. It's not really up and running yet, but anybody that wants to get on Facebook and serve Valerie. I've been out there a couple times. I don't know where it's at. I'm a horrible brother. I'm a horrible advertisement, but, you can get on Facebook and search Valor Ranch.
Hey, you found your way back from Afghanistan.
Well, they made me get on the plane. I didn't know where I'd get there, so.
And don't forget, December 22nd, Armed Forces Bowl.
Oh, boy, right? I got my tickets.
Oh, great, great, great. As a matter of fact, if you guys would like to get your tickets or a way to get to them, just visit our website, alliancefortheBrave.com, and you can see the vector or the link right there. And in our second hour, we've got another great guest, don't we, Jim?
Susie Jennings. We're going to be talking about Operation Care International. But I want to inject something. I went and had lunch with one of our sponsors and got to know him, Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance out in Southlake. What a fascinating guy. Big guy in insurance, too. But some of the things that he talked about, I didn't know about insurance that could have saved me quite a bit of money and quite a bit of grief. Mm. So I personally, this is just a personal plug. Go to our website, contact Steve Sewell. I am very, very impressed with that guy. There's insurance agents on every corner. They're all over the internet. But when you got somebody you can sit down with and talk to and who will help you, and he also does investment advising, I was very, very impressed. So this is my own personal thing about how much I was impressed by Steve Sewell. Also, Gear Services, who does a lot of work for us, they are an amazing group of guys. You can go find out about them as well. And then what I do, Ron, certified senior advisor,
indeed.
I work for Homebridge, and I help seniors in six states try and get a financial foundation. And I do that sort of counseling also for veterans. I've been working with the Denton County Veterans Court for years, with the Military Veterans Peer Network for years. It's important because a lot of people don't understand the power of budgeting. They don't understand the power of planning. How many times in this program today have we talked about the importance of planning? It's critical in the importance, like Jonathan, you were talking about, of having a goal. If you don't have a goal and you don't have a plan, then you're going to muddle around in a frustrating sea of unaccomplishment. And that's something that I taught kids in a halfway house for years and years, the importance of goals and planning. And so many people that I see get to this change in their life, whether it's military or retirement, and they're in bad shape because they didn't have a plan.
Right.
So that's what I try and do to help people. You can go to our website and find out about me. I want to say a special prayer for our active duty, our first responders. God bless you and keep you safe, bring you home, and may God be with you on this holiday weekend. So this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. Thank you, Jonathan, for being on board with
Thank
us
you.
Today. And we're going to have you back because you're a great spokesman for Military Peer Network. We'll be right back after this word from all of our partners. And we're going to have a very special program with Miss Susie Jennings talking about Operation Care International and what they do for the biggest Christmas party in Dallas. So this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams with Alliance for the Brave, and we'll be right back.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth, Big D Talk.
The news starts now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Prosecutors are recommending big jail time for President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, while federal prosecutors in New York acknowledge Cohen's cooperation in certain ongoing matters. They said the seriousness of his crimes warrant a substantial term of imprisonment. Sentencing guidelines call for Cohen to serve between 51 months to 63 months in prison. The federal sentence recommendation from the special counsel's office in Washington said it wouldn't seek any further sentencing beyond what prosecutors in New York have already called for. They said he's been providing useful information into his Russia investigation. In an additional filing laid on Friday, prosecutors say Paul Manafort lied about his contacts with a Russian associate and Trump administration officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Severe weather is hitting the U.S. with snow forecast for North Carolina and rainfall along the Gulf Coast. Spartanburg County, South Carolina Emergency Management Director Doug Bryson.
Stay off the roads as much as you can because that'll help keep things clear for the road crews.
Meteorologist Eric Van Dam.
Radar estimates call for over 8 inches of rain so far out of the system across eastern sections of Texas. In fact, Houston, Galveston have also had 24-hour rainfall records.
President Trump is trying to pick out his new attorney general. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
Fox News reporting a member of the Bush 41 team under consideration to become a member of the Trump administration. Bill Barr, a name being floated for the attorney general slot. Other names in the mix include acting attorney general Matthew Whitaker, Texas Congressman John Radcliffe, and former New Jersey governor Republican Chris Christie, who was U.S. attorney in New Jersey for 6 years.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The man who drove into counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville has been convicted of first-degree murder. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
James Fields, who in August of 2017 drove a car into a crowd protesting a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, was convicted Friday of first-degree murder and 9 other charges. This victim was injured in that attack.
I'm very happy with the verdict. Could not be more ecstatic. They tried to throw out my case specifically, and I'm glad the jury saw through that, and this is the best I've been in a year and a half.
Heather Heyer, a 32-year-old paralegal and civil rights activist, was marching with other counter-demonstrators when she was hit. She died from blunt force injury to the chest. 19 others were injured. After deliberating 7 hours, the jury found that Fields deliberately rammed his car into the crowd after the rally, which was organized in part to protest the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
8 Holocaust survivors joined the president to celebrate Hanukkah. John Clemens has more.
Mr. Trump said more than 2,000 years ago, a band of Jewish patriots reclaimed their freedom from an oppressive dictator as they prepared to rededicate the temple by lighting a lamp. He called what happened next an everlasting symbol of Jewish perseverance.
They found only enough oil to light the lamp for a single night. But despite this, the lamp burned brightly for 8 nights, an everlasting symbol of Jewish perseverance.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, information, and communication to active duty military, veterans, and patriots. I'm Jim Blythe, certified senior advisor, and joining me, Mr. Ron Abrams, the Ron Abrams.
Good morning, all. Good morning.
Hey, man, they called you Tank because...
They called me Tank in basic training. I had no idea why. Ironically, I joined the National Guard for about a year before I went full-time Army. But they called me Tank in basic training, and I did not realize why until I went to my first two-week drill in the National Guard up in Stowe, Ohio. And I turned to my section chief at that time, and I said, hey, what is that? And he said, that's the M1 Abrams tank. And then the light bulb went off.
Yeah, if you were a tank, then it would have to be sleek, svelte, and really sharp. Because in your job with the Texas Veterans Commission, you teach veterans how to present themselves.
True.
Now, I got to segue into a lady that I met that her presentation of herself, I never saw so much energy in my entire life. If we could bottle that energy, you could do away with all the coal-fired generating plants. She is a missionary extraordinaire. She is a force that is so outstanding. Please welcome Susie Jennings with Operation Care International. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I was just telling everybody that you are a human dynamo in your Operation Care International. Susie, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I came from the Philippines. I used to be a nurse at Baylor Hospital for 28 years and a half, a total of 33 years nursing. And my husband was in the military. He was in the Army. When we married, 3 years after we married, he was diagnosed with a serotonin deficiency called, it affects him, and severe depression happened with that imbalance. And he disappeared from our home after we were married 9 years, 4 months, and found him in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He committed suicide, and we found his body 30 days later after he disappeared from our home. So when we found him, he was already a decomposing body for 30 days. And what happened was 3 months after that, I had a car accident, and 2 months after that, while I was baking a cake in my house, 30 feet from me, my next-door neighbor shot his heart, committed suicide as well. And that made me really mad at God, asking God why. And on that night, God gave me a dream. In my dream, I was knocking at my neighbor's doors, telling them that Jesus loves them and God loves them. And so that changed my heart. The next day, I woke up. I decided I'm going to choose joy instead of sorrow. Because the Bible said, weeping may endure for a night, joy comes in the morning. So I said, I'm going to choose and serve God. So I asked God, what can I do for you? And I tell you, folks, do not ask God, what can you do for him, unless you're prepared, because he's going to take you out of your comfort zone. Because that's exactly what he did 3 weeks after I asked that. This happened in October of 1993. 3 weeks after that, God led me under the bridge in downtown Dallas. Coming from my church at First Baptist Dallas, going home, I heard a voice in my heart saying, look at your left side. And then I looked, I saw a lot of men and women living under the bridge in cardboard boxes. They were homeless. And the voice in my heart said, go under the bridge and help those people. And I said, no, not me. These are crazy homeless, and I don't like them, and they are dirty, and I'm a nurse, and I could not stand them. Well, because when I was growing up in the Philippines, my mother used to feed them in our little kitchen. So wow. I grew up not liking homeless people because they ate my food, occupied my space. So I grew up not liking them, not knowing that one day God is going to use that experience to open my heart to the homeless. And it opened up because of my tragedy. Because I asked God, what can I do for you? So when God said, I said, no, I'm not going. God said, you were the one who asked me, what can you do for me? So right there, I asked God to forgive me. I said, God, forgive me. I will go. What could I take to these needy people? And the voice in my heart said, blanket. The next day, I went to Baylor Hospital, where I work as a nurse supervisor. I asked all doctors and nurses to give me $5 so I could buy blankets. And that's how it started, a little blanket ministry under that bridge, and now becoming to be the nation's largest birthday party for Jesus, where the guests are the homeless and the poor. And so last year, we had 15,000 people who came, and 1,000 of those were homeless and impoverished veterans who came to our event, and 6,000 were children. And so this year, it's 15, 15, 15. This is our 15th year anniversary of holding this big party at the Dallas Convention Center. December 15, 15th year, 15,000 are expected to come. And so we have a massive presence of the veterans area alone. They are occupying 25,000 square feet. Just for the veterans, it's like a little city in there.
Susie, the Veterans Administration here in Dallas, Dr. Stephen Holt's organization, the Veterans Hospital, they work with you, don't they? And this is part of their veterans stand down, that the Texas Veterans Commission is part of that, and the VA is there, and they are there to not only provide gifts of clothing and boots and accessories, but they do a lot of other things too at this. So it's not just about giving something away. It's really about being involved in the community and being a minister.
We become a bridge to the community. We bridge the gap between the homeless and the community. So on the day of the event, we gather resources, the community. So we have a lot of partners, about 60 partners, you know, including the VA and all these other partners of the veterans. So that's about 60 different organizations and 300 churches. Volunteers are coming from 300 churches, and we have 3,200 volunteers. And last year we fed almost 14,000 for lunch alone, plus breakfast. So we fed probably about 20,000 in one day. And they received the people, the first thing that happens when they get inside, we pray for them. We don't force anything. We just ask them, how can we pray for you? And we tell them about God and Jesus. And then we take them to the foot washing. We wash their feet. And then we give them brand new socks and shoes. And then sleeping bags, blankets, personal care items, makeover, haircuts, flu shots, eyeglasses, dentists, free lawyers. And then areas where they could find probably housing help or jobs counseling. And also they go to an area where they could eat also warm meal, and we have entertainment for 6 hours. And we have an area for a free telephone call. And if the homeless get reunited with their families, we take them to the bus and we pay $200 per person so they could go home and not be homeless anymore. And the heart of this ministry is, of course, prayer, evangelism, and trademark is foot washing. But the number one people that get inside the convention center are the homeless veterans, because we owe it to our veterans. My late husband was a veteran. My father-in-law was a World War II vet. So I have the heart. We always honor veterans. So this coming Saturday next week, we are going to honor World War II vets, Vietnam, Korean, and also the oldest homeless veteran in the street.
I think one time we found like a 66-year-old or a 70-year-old homeless vet that we would like to honor next Saturday. So they will all be in one stage together, and that's such an incredible thing. And we are looking for some Marines to volunteer next week to stand in attention, and we have like ROTC to be Saber Guards. But we'd like to have some Marines in, present so they could honor this our veterans. And it will be a grand celebration next Saturday. A documentary film producers are coming. Trinity Broadcasting Network are flying from Nashville to film this. Also, and a lot of TV, you know, TV stations are coming and Dallas Morning News.
Well, Susie, without a doubt, Diane and I were there last year. And we were enormously impressed. I think first and foremost, I was impressed by you. You are the biggest cheerleader I ever met in my entire life. You were an explosion of joy and energy. And I think you bring that to all of the volunteers. You were dressed in a drum major's outfit, and you just blew the doors off. And this is contagious. So how can people volunteer, or how can they donate to Operation Care International?
Well, please go to our website, opcare.org, like OPCARE.org, shortcut for Operation Care International, opcare.org. Right now, the biggest needs we have are, of course, large coats for men, the large size, and then the children. We are expecting 6,000 children. We need shoes. We still need like 2,000 shoes, athletic shoes for children and coats. We don't want any child to leave Convention Center without any new shoes for school and also a coat that could keep them warm when they have to walk sometimes, long walk. You know, they're homeless and impoverished children.
So you could go to old Burlington Coat Factory or whatever and get some of these things, or you could actually make a financial donation by going to Operation Care International. Is that correct?
Yes, okay, that's all they could donate. We need funds to buy more coats because we don't have it. We still need 2,000 coats because we have massive number of children and the adults, larger size coats are badly needed. So we could give this to the people. We don't want them to be frozen because we have stories before that people got frozen, they died the Union Station here in Dallas because they got frozen. They didn't have any coverage.
Now, Susie, I want to kind of change the direction a little bit with you, if that's okay, and talk about one of the things that you and I talked about last year was the desire of Operation Care International to replicate itself in other cities, to spread throughout the United States. And so as we're carried on the Armed Forces Radio Network around the world, we want people to hear about this exciting ministry, this exciting opportunity, not just to share Jesus, but to share themselves with people who are down and out. So tell us what you have done and how you're moving in that direction.
Well, we are now in 12 countries. We serve mostly really in other countries. It's geared towards children because the children are the ones that are vulnerable. And then in America, in 50 states, the goal is it's called One Day 2020, wherein in one day, this birthday party will be celebrated in 50 states and 240 countries the same date, December 19, 2020, wherein we will be able to help our poor and the homeless, and especially the veterans. The veteran support are our number one that we would like to support.
Okay, because, Susie, we're going to have to take a break, and you can't hear because, unfortunately, you're calling in. I wish you were sitting here because I don't need coffee just being around you. So we're going to be right back in a minute, continuing the conversation with Susie Jennings. And we're talking about Operation Care International, the biggest Christmas party for Jesus and for the homeless and the destitute, to give them a hand up, not a handout, to give them hope and to share with our entire community. So, Ron, we'll be right back after these words.
Indeed.
And I just want to say, stay with us as we talk about Operation CARE International.
Danzinger and Delano Attorneys, Houston. Attention, have you been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma? Did you spend your life working hard in a shipyard or in the railroad industry? Were you a pipe fitter in the oil or gas industry? Maybe you worked in construction or are a proud Navy veteran. If you worked in any of these industries, there's a likelihood you worked with and around toxic levels of asbestos. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-814-5199. Our attorneys have been fighting for over 20 years to make sure that mesothelioma and lung cancer victims get the compensation they're entitled to. Our guarantee to you is that we only get paid if you get paid. So if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call now, 800-814-5199. That's 800-814-5199.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-574-3549. That's 800-574-3549. Again, 800-574-3549.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is Captain Brandon Lechthaler, United States Coast Guard, and you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I'm extremely thankful this holiday season for the men and women of the United States military. They serve overseas and protect us so that we at home can enjoy these holidays.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back on board. Our ship is navigating some exciting waters. Susie Jennings, thank you so much for being part of our show today and talking to us about Operation Care International.
Thank you. That's an honor.
And Susie, I want everybody to know this is an opportunity to volunteer as well. So you can go to Operation Care International, correct?
Yes, sir. And we need lots of volunteers that would help the, our veterans when they come. We wanted this volunteer to adopt a vet and take the vet around convention center.
And Susie, this is a chance not only to help out some people who desperately need help, to help them mentally, physically, emotionally, to get over the hump with some gifts, and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is hope and faith and love. But it's also a chance for members of our community, like myself, to participate, to go, to spend time and talk to people. Diane and I went last year, and Susie, that was one of the most enjoyable Christmas experiences I've ever had. Meeting these men and women, talking to them, many of them fellow Vietnam veterans, many of them sharing experiences with me and with Diane that were just so amazing. So I am just begging everybody, I am praying that everybody will go to Operation Care International. You're going to be at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Center. Volunteer to be a volunteer. Volunteer to help out if you're a veteran, to be there with the Texas Veterans Commission, there with the VA healthcare system to help veterans. Be a part of our movement to share Jesus in a huge way.
Yes, and you know, it's such a blessing to bless people, because the Bible said, he who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord. What could you imagine lending to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? If you're helping the poor, you're lending to God. It's such an amazing way. Go there and wash feet. I mean, it's so incredible. It's very humbling experience. You could see even Miss Texas there before, washing feet with her crown, washing the feet of homeless. I mean, it was very heartwarming to see people from all walks of life coming together, helping our homeless and the poor people of Dallas-Fort Worth. We bus the people even from Fort Worth. We send 4 buses to get all of them in different shelters at Fort Worth and Denton and McKinney to get to Dallas Convention Center. We occupy 500,000 square feet inside the convention center. And also in the children's area, we have a zip line, pony rides, petting zoo, foot washing, shoes, live nativity, balloon artists, pictures, bounce houses, face painting, book toys, and pony rides. We have 5,000 cupcakes in honor of Jesus' birthday with different colors, black for sin, red for blood, Jesus, white for beauty, green growth, yellow heaven.
Well, Susie, I just want to thank you so much for being a missionary to everyone in Dallas and being the spark plug, being the catalyst, being the energy, the bombshell. You know, when I was in the Philippines, I always thought you guys were the greatest people I'd ever met, and you have made an example of that. So, Susie, we thank you. We, Diane and I, will be there. After we do the show next Saturday, we will be there with you at Operation Care International. God bless you, and thank you so much for all you do.
Well, thank you, and God bless you, and please donate so we can help people.
Absolutely. So that was Susie thank Jennings you. With Operation Care International. What a wonderful opportunity to minister to those who need ministry. Ron?
Indeed.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do. When we come back, Let's talk about all of the other things that are going on this holiday season.
Reeves Across America, all that.
And what your fraternity is doing to bring people together. So this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams with Alliance for the Brave. We are your partners in communication. We'll be right back.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Prosecutors are recommending big jail time for President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, while federal prosecutors in New York acknowledge Cohen's cooperation in certain ongoing matters. They said the seriousness of his crimes warrant a substantial term of imprisonment. Sentencing guidelines call for Cohen to serve between 51 months to 63 months in prison. The federal sentence recommendation from the special counsel's office in Washington said it wouldn't seek any further sentencing beyond what prosecutors in New York have already called for. They said he's been providing useful information into his Russia investigation. In an additional filing late on Friday, prosecutors say Paul Manafort lied about his contacts with a Russian associate and Trump administration officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Mommy, Jimmy flushed his car down the toilet, and now it's running over.
Call Cody and Sons Plumbing for life's unforeseen events. For 50 years, Cody has met the plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs of businesses and homeowners across the Metroplex. Did you just turn on your furnace, and did it go... Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Better yet, call them today for a preseason checkup and cleaning to prevent those problems. Want to save money with a tankless water heater? Call Cody at 972-870-9444. From garbage disposal installation to full bath remodels, the experienced folks at Cody & Sons are your plumbing, heating, and air problem solvers. Ask the experts about their MVP programs and easy financing, too. Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Go online to CodyAndSons.com. That's CodyAndSons.com. Or call today at 972-870-9444. Keep this number for gas leaks and other emergencies. 972-870-9444. Cody and Sons Plumbing.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Trouble with taxes? Meet Randy Martin.
If you have problems with the IRS, I can help you. It doesn't matter what the issue is. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid. Imagine what it would be like to hear a commercial about taxes and not get butterflies in your stomach. I'm Randy Martin, CPA. I work for IRSProv.com.
Call Randall Martin at 833-IRS-PROV and be sure to join us for Take Control of Your Taxes this weekend.
Make your life better one weekend at a time. Ask the experts only on 1160 AM KBDT.
Hi, this is Bo Porter with the Major League Baseball Players Trust. This message is for our active duty who are away from their families this holiday season. On behalf of Major League Baseball Players Trust, we would like to send our greatest gratitude for serving our country and all that you do to allow us to enjoy the freedom and the peace that we enjoy each and every day. So our hats off to you, and thank you for your service. Happy holidays from Major League Baseball Players Trust.
Merry Christmas.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
You're on board with Alliance for the Brave. I'm Jim Blythe, and joining me, Ron Abrams. Ron, what a fabulous holiday season that we've got. I want to make a point. A lot of people have the opportunity, just as we talked about with Operation Care International, to not be alone, but to be plugged in, tuned in, and helping others. That's what we do as members of the military service. We continue that service. Tell me about what your fraternity is doing, bringing your brothers together to get out and do things in the community.
Yes.
As a team.
As a matter of fact, December 15th, we're going to be out at the Dallas-Fort Worth National Cemetery. And that's located, by the way, at 2000 Mountain Creek Parkway. And that's in the big city of Dallas, Texas. But there's going to be an event called Wreaths Across America. And that's, of course, a great time for everyone to come out and volunteer in any way you see fit in honor of our of America's fallen. And so my fraternity, Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated, will be out there to place wreaths on the various tombstones or capstones out there. And it's going to be a cold day, but I'm a soldier, so that's not going to make a difference.
No.
So,
you got a big heart and a tough body. One of the things that Diane and I did that a couple of years ago, and I filmed a bunch of interviews for what we were working on and continue to work on for a TV show. And thank you, Scott Smith, for being a part of that and helping us. But we also had the opportunity to meet a Gold Star family. And for a lot of people don't know, a Gold Star family is a family who has lost somebody in the line of service, right, in the military. And that was such an absolutely heart-rending moment. As I interviewed this beautiful lady, and she put the wreath on her son's cross.
Wow.
Which is at the top of a hill in the National Cemetery overlooking this beautiful area. I got to tell you, if you have an opportunity, and if you want to participate in our Brotherhood of Veterans, get out there to the National Cemetery. And Wreaths Across America is not just here in Dallas. It's throughout the United States. So you can go to Wreaths Across America. You can make a donation. We need donations here in Dallas to pay for more wreaths. Go take a look at it. We've just got a few more days. Take a look at that. Be involved. Go out there. Pay respects to the Gold Star families. And if you don't understand what a Gold Star family is, ask.
Indeed. As a matter of fact, if you know someone who experienced a fallen one in any of the various wars, and I'm talking all the way back to World War II, essentially the Gold Star Family Registry is a comprehensive searchable website or database of those heroes that have died in combat from World War II up to the present. And you can go to goldstarfamilyregistry.com. That's all one word. GoldStarFamilyRegistry.com if you know of someone who's experienced that tragedy.
You know, there was a terrible tragedy a number of years ago, and it was a tragedy because what happened? there was a Gold Star family flying back to Bethesda, Maryland to receive the casket of their fallen family member. And they were on a plane from Los Angeles, and certain things happened, I think, electronically in the plane, made a landing in Phoenix, Arizona, instead of a nonstop flight. And in Phoenix, while the captain of the plane, as they were going into Phoenix, he made arrangements and found out about another flight, but it was really tight, and asked them to hold that plane for the Gold Star family to get on that plane and go to Bethesda. He asked everyone on board the plane to please stay seated as the Gold Star family exited the plane, and they were booed. The tragedy about the whole thing is they were booed because Americans don't know what a Gold Star family is. I think those people innocently thought this was some special club within American Airlines, or this was some special privileged. No, this was a family going to receive the casket of their loved one who had fallen overseas. And so I want you to know more about Gold Star families. I want you to take a look at that. Ron just gave you the website to go find out about it. Also, one of the big, big events that is going on right now in Orlando, Florida, is the Snowball Express. That is one of the most fun things. We filmed that as well. We filmed interview with after interview with family members. I actually did my radio show one night on a bus with a group of children who had lost a parent in the military. And this is an opportunity. Snowball Express, it's now sponsored by the Gary Sinise Foundation, is an opportunity that brings these children together for a Christmas holiday that will give them a chance to talk to have camaraderie with children who've been in the same circumstances. A lot of people don't realize these children in the military, they're usually in a school 2 or 3 years, and then all of a sudden they've lost that parent that's in the military, and then they're taken out of the military environment and taken back to some other community, some home where the family was, and reintroduced into school. And on top of that, they've lost a parent. So if there's a Mother's Day out or a Father's Day out, or a mother-daughter, or a mother-son, father-daughter dance, they don't have that parent.
True.
They've lost them.
And I tell you, I'm thankful because I asked my children, I said, my two sons, I said, what's the most memorable time you have with your dad? And they said, when you took us fishing. And ironically, my youngest son, he was probably about 7 at the time, he caught a trout. And this was in a pond on one of the bases in Fort Stewart. And but my oldest son said, you know, I'm just glad that you came back all right. Exact words. Yeah. Now, I didn't have to go to war or anything like that, but I had a lot of field problems. We call those just train-up periods in the field. But I also went to Germany for about 47 days for Reforger. Never had to go to war, but my son said that he was just glad that I came back. So now I'm paying it all forward. In any way I can, I'm helping veterans out. I walked in the same shoes a lot of veterans do once they transition from the military. Again, I did not experience war, but I experienced unemployment even after retiring from the military. So I know what these guys are going through.
And tell us again about what you do, Ron, because it's so important.
Yeah, what I do for Texas Veterans Commission, I'm the district outreach coordinator. And it's my job not only to handle all the social media postings for our organization here in North Texas, but I've also got to speak to organizations and let them know or inform them or even collaborate with them when it comes to services to veterans. And by that, I mean helping them with their resumes, turning that military jargon into civilian jargon and putting that on the resume and translating it. I also help them with their business dress. Now, a lot of people think that, you know, you have to wear the shiny shoes from the military, spit shine and things of that nature. No, just keep them clean. And how to wear the ties, how to wear the suits, what color suits to wear to an interview. All these things come into play, and it's all psychological. If you don't feel good, then they're probably not going to feel good when you're sitting in the interview with them. So you definitely want to dress properly. Also, that interview, it starts before you even get to the building. You want to research that company. You want to see what their culture is. And you also want to take a look at the pictures and what they're doing for the community that they operate in. So if you're asked a question concerning anything they do in the community, you'll already know because you've done your research on their website. Also, we handle proper networking techniques.
Oh, man, I think that's important. Speaking of that, let me segue into that and tell you that most of the jobs that I've had in my almost 50-something years, 45 years of employment, have been because of a relationship that I developed thanks to being in an organization. That's why I think your fraternity is so important. That's why I think VFW is so important. There are organizations. I was a member of an exchange club. I was one of the founders of the National Association of Industrial and Office Park Developers. I am a certified senior advisor. I helped organize the first organization, a local organization of CSAs. It's important to tune in and plug in and listen and develop those relationships because you never know where those relationships will go. I happened this week to be in a meeting, asked me to take a look at a project, and I was meeting this guy, and he looked at me and he said, "It's amazing you're here. There are no coincidences."
That's right.
"It's a God thing, and you're here, and I want to get to know you." And I had thought a bunch of times about, why am I going to this meeting? Why am I taking 2 hours out of my day? And quite frankly, it was the most delightful 2 hours that I had. And I got to meet somebody new, somebody that we're going to have on the program, who is an NBA basketball player and heads a construction company.
Yeah, right here on this very floor.
Right here in this very same floor. So networking is so important, being a part. Now, we are going to be at the Veterans of Foreign War State Convention down in Austin in January. If you're a member of the VFW, take a look at that. I'm a member. We're going to be there. I'd love to meet you. Please come by and shake my hand. But it's important.
Part of that networking again.
And plugged in. It's important to learn. Also, it's important this time of year we have the opportunity. One of the other things that we're doing is Toys for Tots. We're heavily involved in promoting Toys for Tots. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't think of anything as we talk about Gold Star children more important than just children in as it is.
To include the Marine Corps and their toy drive.
You bet.
This year. Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I don't think it's just the Marine Corps. Ron, I think it's every military veteran really shares in Toys for Tots drive with the Marine Corps. And they need money. They need toys, unwrapped toys.
That's right. And take the opportunity to meet the people that you're collaborating with. So, someone, you just mentioned it. You don't meet people by happenstance. And there's no one who said it best, and that was Tony Robbins. He said, "Your quality of life is determined by your quality of communication." And I'll repeat that for everyone. Your quality of life is determined by the quality of your communication. So the way you're speaking to people, the way you're interacting with people, that makes a world of difference.
Yeah, and pick up the phone. Call somebody that you served with. Call somebody that you know. Invite them to go have an eggnog. Invite them to get out and get involved. Invite them to be a part. Invite them, if nothing else, go have a Starbucks with them. And spend time, look them in the eye, and say, "You're valuable. You're my brother. You're my sister. And what you do is important to me." And I think these are the sorts of things, as we talked with Jonathan, as we've talked with LeJohn, as we've talked with Scott Smith about the Military Peer Network, tuning in and plugging in.
And Mr. Yellick as well.
Oh, Johnny Yellick. Yeah. He is one of the greatest guys. I am so blessed that Diane and I know him. When we come back, we're going to talk more about tune in, plug in, be a part of the holiday season. It's important for you to not stay isolated, but be a part of our community. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. This is Alliance for the Brave, your communication, information, and education brotherhood and network for military veterans, active duty, and patriots around the world. We'll be right back on Alliance for the Brave.
In your car, take a look at those stickers on your windshield. You're probably due or overdue for an oil change, maybe a state inspection for your upcoming new registration. Now take a moment to go to freewaytireshop.com and print a coupon good for $10 off an oil change. You'll find other offers like a free brake check and super deals on name brand tires too. Freeway Tire at 3110 Stemmons sells tires and rims that fit your vehicle and your budget, including Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Michelin, and more. Freeway Tire has finance plans for major purchases or repairs too, so check it out today at freewaytireshop.com or call 214-267-2500 for an appointment. 214-267-2500. Don't waste time on I-35. Pull into Freeway Tire Shop at the Commonwealth exit. Save money and have your car serviced today. Freeway Tire Shop, 3110 Stemmons Freeway in Dallas.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Since 1983, the best thing to a natural rain is a sprinkler system from Texas Watering Solutions. If you're looking for a professionally installed system, the only number you need is 469-265-4427. They'll put in a state-of-the-art system that'll keep your lawn green and your foundation properly watered. If you just need a service call for a broken sprinkler head, call 469-265-4427 right now. They can find leaks, breaks, and other issues quickly, and a basic service call is just $65. That's the best deal in DFW, and they're available 24 hours for major repairs. Texas Watering Solutions Leak Detection Service will save on water bills and eliminate those mosquito breeding grounds, too. For any issue with your lawn, sod, retaining walls, sprinklers, or leaks, write this number down. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions. Call them today. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Simplify, simplify, simplify. Leaders must simplify. They must understand the problem and simplify it so they can communicate it. If the idea is too complex, if the communication is too lengthy, nothing gets done. Leaders have to simplify the issues, make them clear to everyone they lead, and then get them to do what is necessary to accomplish the mission. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
And we're back. Again, I'm Ron Abrams, District Outreach Coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission. Great show today, Jim. You know what? I forgot to even mention, on the 15th, during the wreaths across America at the Dallas Cemetery, we also will also have our sister sorority out there, Kappa Epsilon Psi.
So there's opportunities for men and women to be involved.
Yes, yes. It doesn't matter what color, race, creed, height, weight, doesn't matter.
Do you
everyone
accept
can join.
Sailors?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Even coasties.
Oh,
even
my coasties, goodness man. Gracious. And I actually ran into a merchant marine the other day. All right, loaded question. We're having
yes,
fun. Okay.
Indeed.
What is your best memory from when you were in the military for Christmas?
That would have to be Chief in Florida. Chief in Florida. Ironically, we at that time when I was married, we had just bought the home, you know, in Gainesville. I actually had to make an hour's commute to my job when I was on recruiting duty. But I had both my sons there, and I just remember taking a whole bunch of pictures. And I still have some photos of when my kids were on the fireplace there. Yeah. They were just sitting on the brick facing,
mm-hmm.
Just having fun, just posing.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
You know, for me, on the USS Hancock off the coast of Vietnam during the Vietnam War, Christmas Eve, we got a special treat. And here come the helicopters in the Bob Hope Christmas tour.
You know what? I was just thinking that. So he actually showed up. Okay.
He showed up. They were so thankful to be out of in country. I think they were absolutely overjoyed to come aboard the Hancock. That was 1968. That was Christmas of 1968.
Now, I'll admit, I thought you were going to say Jane Fonda.
No, she wasn't there. Thank you. My heart goes out to her. Everybody. But I got to meet Bob Hope, and we had the Bob Hope Christmas. So Ooh. I want to reach out, because I've been in combat, to all of my brothers and sisters around the world, stationed, on station, at sea, in the air. God bless you, and thank you for all you do to keep us safe, to protect us.
We got your six.
We got your six. And coming up next, my great friend Pete Perside. He's got a tremendous show for you. So stick around for Pete Perside. You're going to enjoy it. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. And we're saying thank you, Jesus, for being here with us on this holiday season.
Safe trip, Robin.
Yeah, and have a safe trip. Thanks again. And I want to say welcome, Pete Perside. What a great opportunity it is to hear from you.
Try it.